Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is always my honor and privilege to share this time with you. We do this show every weekday, Monday through Friday, live at StephenKayLive.com, and live or podcast, the resources that we discuss here on the show, the knowledge, advice, information from our guest experts and show advisors are always available to you 24/7 at StephenKayLive.com, and that means you can call 713-StephenK, you can email me at StephenKayLive.com, you will always get through. And I will always be there to help you or more likely refer you to the resource that you're looking for who is best apt to answer your questions and get you the information, education, and advice that you need to continue on your path to success. One of the ways we succeed is by taking care of ourselves and understanding how to properly nourish our bodies for better health. And when we talk about better health and wellness, we talk with our customized clinical nutritionist, Dr. Dan Cuney. Now, Dr. Dan has been with our show for a while, and we've gone over a variety of different topics about nutrition, but there are many common myths about nutrition and misconceptions therein that a lot of us have learned over the years, over the decades. Nutritional information seems to be changing all the time, but in some ways, we just haven't gotten all of the information that we really need. And Dr. Dan, you wrote a great, you included a great article for our newsletter this week that you got through Dr. Weston Price about the common myths and truths about nutrition. And the first one that you discuss is about heart disease.
Yes, you know, I felt like it was just a good time to go review. I mean, a lot of these topics we've talked over, the different radio shows we've done over the last 6 months, but I thought it would be nice to just have one show that just kind of reviews a lot of the myths and truths. And Weston Price does such a good job at, like, summarizing and stuff. I figured we would just go right through it and kind of talk a little bit about some of these myths and truths.
So the first one on the list being about heart disease, and how it's caused by our consumption of cholesterol and saturated fat, that's actually a myth. That doesn't affect our heart as much as we're being told it does.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising, right? Everybody's thinking what's happening is that we eat a lot of saturated fats from animal products, right? So you've heard stay away from those saturated fats because they're causing heart disease. Or you've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the reality of it is none of the research really supports what that said. You know, I do it, as you know, because we advertised it before, but I do a two-hour heart talk, which could easily be a three-hour heart talk, which just talks all about these processes and these things and what the truth is and what the research shows and, you know, how to really maintain a healthy heart. And just, you know, just for the stats, during the period of the most rapid increase of heart disease, because obviously we know that it increased, there was a dramatic increase, and that was from 1920 to 1960. And what happened during that time is we started telling people, you know, to, you know, be careful about the fats and all this kind of stuff and da 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 da. And really what ended up happening is there was a decline in the amount of animal fats that was eaten, but the heart disease numbers were still going up. But what there was a dramatic increase in, and we talked about that time and time again, which is hydrogenated oils, which AKA is called trans fats. Now we did a whole show on trans fats, but essentially these are things that are sort of like plastic foods, and they should not be in, they're not in nature. They should not be ingested, but it was just a way of food manufacturers saying, okay, that the oils that are in the shelves are going bad too quickly. We can't make the same amount of money doing that. So can we figure a way to make sure the oils don't go bad? They started injecting hydrogen. That's why it's called hydrogenated. Injecting hydrogen into these oils, and guess what? We have a new plastic food that our body doesn't know what to do with. Causes lots of inflammation, moves towards heart disease. And oh, by the way, this is in a whole another topic, but it's now being linked to autoimmune disease as being one of the major factors which is causing a setup for a body to attack itself.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you know, after a long day and I start to feel a little hungry, nothing makes me feel more filled and at ease than just chewing on some plastic. I'll tell you. I mean, the common sense in this is just gone, and it amazes me that we've been doing this with our food for so long.
I know, I know. And one of the things that you said in the opening part was interesting to me is you said the words that, you know, the information with nutrition just, you know, changes so often. And it does seem that way. Like I was thinking about it and like, yeah, I remember butter was good for you, butter was bad for you, butter was good for you. And, you know, we'll once again, you know, tell you butter is good for you. But the reality of it is it never really changed. It was the perception of reality that changed. So, you know, people started, you know, looking at butter and seeing some sort of, you know, conversation around saturated fat, and the research was done incorrectly. And so really it was trans fats that was causing more heart disease, but they said it was saturated fat. So they told everybody to get away from butter and move to margarine. Well, margarine causes twice as much heart disease as butter would ever. And, you know, there's research, you know, later in the article that says that. And, you know, it's just kind of like, well, was it really different? Was the traditional diet always there, always available? These were healthy people that didn't really have heart disease, cancer, diabetes. And what we did is we started doing food manufacturing and changing the way that foods are on the planet. And we're the ones that have, you know, created all this kind of misinformation.
So on the part about saturated fats, I mean, that's one of the other myths.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saturated fats are very important for you. As a matter of fact, our brain uses saturated fats. We've mentioned this before, of course, but saturated fats in our brain is a major part of what we need to make cholesterol, which is a major part of what we need to make all our hormones. I mean, saturated fat is just used in so many places in the body, and we'll go through that. You know, the thought was that saturated fat clogs arteries. So what's the actual research, like go into those clogged arteries, open them up and see what's in there. And 74% of them are unsaturated fats. And of that 74% that are unsaturated, 41% of them are polyunsaturated, which are those, essentially those trans fats that we were talking about. So, you know, I don't want to get too complicated in the difference between all these fats because it almost becomes alphabet soup. But the point is, it's not you eating your steak that's causing your heart disease. It's not you eating, it may be you going to McDonald's eating the French fries that were cooked in vegetable oil that has all sorts of trans fats, but it's not the burger. It's more all these oils doing this to us. And then of course, as we talked about before, clogging the arteries has been very, you know, clearly shown that it's a lot about the pasta, bread, white potatoes, and rice starting to just slow down the system and cause more starches and so forth.
Now, another myth that caught my eye is about the vegetarian diet. And I was a vegetarian, I think I mentioned this before on the show, for about 12 years. And it is believed that that is one of the healthier ways you can eat. But you're saying, and Dr. Price is saying, that this is actually a myth, that sometimes the vegetarian diet may not be as healthy as we believe.
Yeah, and you know, there's always better ways to do things, of course, but the actual research says that they all cause death rate, in other words, dying from anything, okay, so just death, from vegetarian men is slightly more than non-vegetarian men. It's 0.93% versus 0.89%. But I mean, it's negligible, but the annual death rate of vegetarian women is significantly more of non-vegetarian men, which is 0.86% versus 0.54%, which is a little surprising to me. Why would it be different in men versus women? And the only thing that popped in my mind along that is the whole hormonal issue. If they're not getting and making appropriate cholesterol, like they don't have the building blocks for that, it seems like women get hit a little bit harder when their hormones are out of balance than men. We both do. There's no question it affects us both, but that is definitely an issue there. So as you know, I was a vegan for 3 years, and I used to teach that diet, and we saw people getting healthier and healthier from some serious diseases. But what happens is they get healthier and healthier, then they plateau, and then they get worse again. So the clarity in my mind came around that you can use it as a cleansing diet, but it's not a to-do for the rest of your life.
We're talking with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist right here on the LBM radio show. If you want more information about the nutritional advice that he gives, about his free seminars and workshops, about his private consultation, if you just want to make sure that you're taking better care of your own health and body, well, then you need to talk to Dr. Dan Cuney today. You can call him at 713-295-9358. His website is drdanwellness.com, but the number is 713-295-9358. Check out his website. He's got the articles that he writes for our newsletter there. He's got, of course, the audio archives from the show as well. He's got a lot more information than what he can provide here on the show, including some additional research on food you should eat, food you should avoid, the different types of toxins that are in the foods that we buy at most of the stores today. And you might be surprised and shocked how unhealthy we all are eating, but more importantly, what we can do to be more aware and healthier about it. All of that is online at drdanwellness.com, and we'll have more in just a moment. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay. Always my pleasure to share this time with you. We are here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. And if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Dan, you can call into the show right now at 713-783-8365. And you might be saying, well, Stephen, I'm listening to a podcast. Well, that number will still reach me. I'll put you in touch with Dr. Dan directly. 713-STEVENK, or shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com, and we'll be glad to chat with you. Dr. Dan and I, we are talking about the myths and truths of nutrition. And I'm going through this list, Dr. Dan, that you provided in our newsletter, at stephenklive.com. And I'm reading some of these things and thinking, man, these are a lot of the things that I've been taught since I was a kid. You know, for the last 30 to 40 years, these are the things that I've been told about good nutrition versus bad, and how many of these nutritional topics that I was taught aren't necessarily true for our best optimal health.
Certainly, Stephen. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, is because there's just so much out there that's just talked about and just believed that is not true. I mean, there's nothing really out there to support it. You can find some obscure research somewhere that supports it, but, you know, traditional diets for thousands of years were a certain way. And, you know, for them to come out with one little research study that says something, sometimes it's just kind of, it's almost laughable.
Well,
the concept, and jumping right into it, we're just talking about some of these concepts. You know, one of the things is that we hear a lot in the vegetarian world, and I did as well, is this whole B12 issue. And the concept was that B12 is not absorbed from, B12, you can get it from plant sources and, you know, et cetera, and maybe even blue-green algae and soy products. But the reality of it is that it's not absorbed. Even though it may be in there, it's all about the absorbability. And there's actually research that shows, and we've done a thing on soy before, but there's research that shows that soy increases your body's need for B12. So not only are you not getting the B12 from it, but you're blocking any B12 that you could get from other foods. So, you know, you got to be careful sometimes about just listening to the popular press, you know, what they like to talk about.
Well, on that note, one of the items that are on here are about cholesterol levels. And we've been getting a lot of information about cholesterol, how it's bad for us. But then, oh, wait, there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. And we need to watch our levels on both. Because even though the good cholesterol is good, it can be bad if it's at the wrong level. And all of this information, which I can't keep up on and keep track of, is just it's confusing.
It is certainly confusing, and that's why you get someone like me to, you know, decipher all that, and we can run advanced tests, and then we can look and see if there is something that's out of balance, what actually is out of balance. Like, there's some really advanced tests, much more than what your typical blood test that you get. And the answer to that question, though, if you're just looking at total cholesterol, you know, that number is very deceiving. Everybody knows that the number is supposed to be below 200, but that's not what the research says. The research says is that, you know, the healthiest people are between like 180 to 220, okay? And really, you could probably even push that a little bit more up to like 250 and not be concerned. And where it starts becoming really more dramatic is when you get below 180, as you start moving, every 10 points you move below, your rates of death increase dramatically. And this is because cholesterol is needed for almost every hormonal thing in your body, because that's what makes all your hormones. The problem was they did the research, as we've talked about this before, so I'll say it quickly, but the problem was that the research was just on heart disease alone, but they weren't looking at all causes of death. And when you look at heart disease alone, it can be confusing and say, oh, less cholesterol, less heart disease. But when you get below 180 and then you get to 160, I mean, it skyrockets and you start dying from other things besides heart disease. You know, so the research is fine, but you're still dead.
Now, we've been told that animal fats are bad for us. We kind of talked about this in the last segment regarding trans fats and saturated fats, but animal fats as well, in general, are bad for us and can even cause some of these things that we've been dealing with lately, such as cancer and heart disease, etc.
Yes, and again, this is all kind of a massage. Massaging the information. So when we did our show on grass-fed beef, we talked about the conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA, which is natural anti-cancer fats that are in that beef. So God, you know, set it up in a certain way. Also, it has higher omega-3s and has omega-6s. I mean, there's a lot of really healthy things in the way that God put it on the planet. So sometimes the confusion gets a little bit about, you know, buying the stuff that you buy in the grocery store as opposed to what God put on the planet. But secondly, just even the straight fat, the straight results show there's a much huger connection of heart disease to these vegetable oils that we talked about earlier, and the polyunsaturated vegetable oils. So,
now,
you know, we just have to be careful that, you know, heart disease, cancer, and all these things are not just about animal fats. Now, it is true that you can help somebody get well using a vegan-style diet. And so I've done that, I've seen that, and I agree with that. But what I saw is in the long term, people then became unhealthy with all sorts of other issues. So sometimes you can see one thing and just extrapolate it to mean everything, and that's not the way health works.
Now, there's been a lot of information we've been fed over the years about low-fat diets, and this actually covers a couple of the myths here on your list. Low-fat diets will make you feel better. Low-fat diets help you lose weight. Low-fat diets are even good for children. I mean, this kind of goes in conjunction to everything else you've been discussing about fats throughout this hour. Is the low-fat diet really the best thing for us?
No, not in my estimation. I mean, you can read a book. It's called Eat Fat, Lose Fat. And, you know, it's very well researched, very well explained. And the concepts are is that your body needs these fats. They're very important for us. If we're eating the healthy fats, like we talked about, which I'm resetting that for a lot of people, the saturated fats, and we're staying away from the trans fats, we can really help people get well. See, what happens is people just lump in this whole concept. See, trans fats has confused the heck out of our society because now they're fats. So maybe all fats are bad, but that's not the way it works. And we see with people in low rates of saturated fats, that in low-fat diets, they have increased rates of depression, they have psychological problems, there's more violence, there's even more suicide, you know, there's more fatigue. I mean, there's just so many issues that come with not having the nutrients. mitochondria, which are the engines of your cells, and giving you the basic building blocks of healthy cells. That protein and fat is very important for us.
So, wow, I just caught one kind of on the same subject on your list. I was actually almost going to skip over. Low-fats diet prevent breast cancer. Really?
Yeah, well, you know, there's people that say that, but again, there's another study out there that shows people on very low-fat diets, as we said, less than 20%, had the same rate of breast cancer as a woman who's consumed large amounts of fat. So, I can't prove that from one research point, but the point is that don't just jump into these, you know, these fads, these things, these conversations that are out there. You know, you want to go to someone that can help, you know, muddle through the information to get you to the other side and get you what's really the stuff that's going to make a difference in your health and your life.
Ooh, here's another one of my favorites, and this one I actually have never believed, that we should use margarine instead of butter.
Yeah, well, you remember plastic? That's what margarine is. We have a thing, and I believe it's even on my website, if my memory serves, where it shows how they make margarine. If you just go and you read that, and you read how they make margarine, you will never, ever eat margarine again. I mean, it just blows your mind what they do to make this plastic food. And it is just, it's really kind of mind-boggling, to be completely honest with you.
But the way they make it taste, I guess that's why they say, I can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another interesting one that I just saw. Wait a second. Well, actually, this one is not on the list, but this kind of goes hand in hand with the butter conversation, and that is that you know, I think about margarine the same way I think about fake sugar. Well, if natural sugar is made by God and nature and therefore should be good for our bodies because that's what was put on the earth to begin with, how could anything man-made top it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right on the money there. You know, that's one of the main things that I teach is go back to the concept of traditional diets. And even a little bit of sugar in our traditional diet is not a concern. You recognize that if we're starting to go like, well, lots and lots of white sugar and all these other things, that we're going to create, you know, a lot of issues. And so we want to just recognize what we can do that's a little bit more on the moderation side, but also on the healthy side. So whole sugar, what's okay, but really even better would be like, you know, maple syrup, and, you know, sweetening with certain fruits and things like that.
You're listening to Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist and show advisor here on LBM Radio. If you want more information about these myths that you've been led to believe all of your life about what is healthy versus what is really unhealthy for you, well, then give Dr. Dan a call today. He'll be happy to chat with you by phone, set up a private consultation, invite you to one of his free workshops or seminars. And you can do it simply by just starting to dial 713-295-9358. His website is drdanwellness.com. There you'll see a lot of the nutritional information and research that he has gathered throughout his years in practice that you want to peruse. But the easiest thing you can do is just give him a call. Set up a consultation today. Go to his next private seminar at 713-295-9358. Coming up next, we're going to have Umberto Coppola from 130 Fitness talking about the five characteristics of a good training program right here on Life, Business, and Money.